Yeah, what's on my mind this morning? Encouragement and criticism, and they kind of fly in opposite directions. I'm a words of affirmation person. Caleb has said he's a words of affirmation person. We're words guys, kind of in the word business, talking, be it radio or we both do sales. He, obviously, our sales manager for WibWogo and promotions. And I work with One Source Imaging, copiers, desktop printers, supplies the rest of the day. Chris Solberg and One Source Imaging, they've been past sponsors for our, particularly for our March Hope and Hoops. And so, but yeah, I don't know. So just kind of thinking in terms of that, because yesterday I got some great encouragement from a listener who said, hey, that the Good Morning song and what follows, your call to the day. I've been hearing that with my husband on as we're going to work, and really encouraging, keep that up. So that was nice, because sometimes, you know, not that often I really hear people respond to that, and sometimes, and so that's nice. And encouragement goes a long way, right? One of my favorite quotes in encouragement is the pastor of Life Church, Craig Groeschel, prolific author and nationally recognized Christian leader. And he memorably said, however much you praise your people, quadruple it, not double it, not triple it, quadruple it. I mean, he just really, he's like, they need to hear it, you know? And so that is, on the other hand, I don't know, kind of was on the receiving end of a couple of things in terms of criticism yesterday. And you got to have a thick skin. You got to just take it and don't take it personal. There's a book called The Four Agreements recently that I clued in on. And the second of the four agreements is don't take it personal. And the third one is don't make assumptions. I think the fourth is do your best. What was number one? I'll have to go back and check that. But anyhow, for what it's worth, kind of the battle there. I don't know. I love encouraging others. I try to do it on the radio or in my personal life. And so, but handling the criticism, you know, it's kind of like if you're in 10 different athletic contests and you win 9 of them, but you lose one, you're probably going to remember the loss more. So it's just kind of like that with criticism, I guess. The sting, the bite, the hurt, whatever, learning how to process it through, or don't take it personal. All right. So those are some thoughts this morning. July 18th, 1936. Yep, that didn't work out very well because we've got three different channels here and I'm in channel one already with the music you're hearing. Yes, I'll say it again. July 18th, 1936. Yeah, the Spanish Civil War began as General Francisco Franco led a military uprising throughout the country. Franco became Spain's dictator in 1939. When his nationalist forces toppled Madrid's Republican government. Also, I'll hold this other one for a birthday for a bit later. All right. And finally this morning, I don't know, we did it yesterday. Let's do it again today with Barry Adams. Our promise of the day later is going to be Psalm 511. I will blanket my protection over all who trust in me. And Barry says about that in the New Living, in the NLT and NIV, the psalmist asks God to spread his protection over them. The Amplified says, make a covering over them. Barry Adams says, when I think of this promise, I imagine Papa God spreads a vast canopy, a nice, warm, comforting blanket that provides warmth, protection, and shelter throughout our lives. The knowledge of a loving God brooding over us and protecting us will cause us to trust him even more and fill us to overflowing with unspeakable joy. Barry says, I chose this particular photo of a cloud cover to remind me that just as the clouds can shield us from the heat of the sun's rays, so God's love covers us and shields us from the harshness that life can bring our way. Closes by saying, may each of us snuggle under the blanket of God's protecting love today, and may our hearts be filled with joy, knowing that we're safe and secure for the rest of our lives. There we go. That is Barry Adams from 365promises.com, our morning devotion on Psalm 511. I will blanket my protection over all who trust in me here on WWIB.
19 past 7 o'clock, 61 degrees on a beautiful Friday morning, and we are 2 weeks away from One Fest album.
Yeah, it's coming fast, right? I mean, it seems like a long way off, and all of a sudden, wow, I can see 2 weeks. That's not far away at all.
And we are also a little over 2 weeks, because this won't happen till the PM, but a little over 2 weeks from something brand new that we're debuting here on WWIB. And this kind of, the thought started rolling last year after OneFest started in the new fest grounds in Kadat, had the biggest attendance ever. And it's just fantastic. And thinking about after the headliner gets out, a lot of folks are camping, but a lot of folks as well are commuting back home and going to come back the next day. And so there can be a little bit of a log jam in the parking lot, right? And you can be waiting for quite a while in that parking lot. And as someone who still struggles with a virtue of patience, I was thinking, man, I am just sitting here and waiting and waiting and waiting. And the police officers are out there directing traffic onto the highway and such. But it's like, wow, this is a long time to just sit in the car. And so that kind of started the gears turning a little bit. And I thought, what if there were something that entertained folks who maybe are a little impatient like me while they're in their cars with their families waiting to go, and while they're on their way home or wherever they're going to, what if there was something to entertain them? And thus, the OneFest on-air after-party idea was born.
It's kind of like the OneFest post-game show, right? On Friday night and Saturday night, 10 to midnight. And Dawson and I are excited to be hosting it.
Basically, this is kind of like the morning show being shifted to 10 to midnight, but with even more fun and giveaways and interaction. We want this to be something where we're recapping the day with you. We're giving away all sorts of prizes. I mean, all kinds of food prizes, from Kate's Coffee Coop and Bee's Knees Cheesecake and Sweets and Ohana Pizza Company and Olson's Ice Cream. All sorts of things for you to enjoy at OneFest. Tons and tons of prizes. Might throw some meet and greets in there as well. I mean, just trivia and contests and giveaways constantly all throughout this show.
Giveaways on steroids is what it sounds like.
It kind of is. And then, of course, there's a capstone giveaway each night, because this is Friday and Saturday night of OneFest, 10 p.m. to midnight, and there's a capstone giveaway, Havo, each night, and that's the big one.
Yeah, and that is a pair of tickets to next year's OneFest. Are you kidding me?
I mean, for crying out loud, we want to make sure that we go big with this. So tune in 10 p.m. to midnight each night after the headliner at OneFest. Torrin Wells on Saturday night, We the Kingdom on Friday night. Make sure you lock right in here to WWIB 103.7 FM, WWIB.com. So as you're waiting in that parking lot, as you're headed home, Calvo and Dawson will entertain you and give you a chance to win all sorts of stuff to recap your day. And you might just be going on our dime to OneFest 2026.
Can't wait.
It is going to be a great time. 10 p.m. to midnight, spread the word here on WWIB, the OneFest on-air after-party. It's time to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
A study found that the word pronunciation people struggle with the most is croissant.
That's why I stick to that other classic pastry, Pop-Tarts.
Easier, for sure.
Researchers found that women tend to shop while men buy. Men are goal-oriented and to the point, while women meander and soak up multiple facets of the overall shopping experience.
Men's goal-oriented approach, buying 17 items they didn't need at Costco because they were on sale.
Guilty.
52% of women judge a man by his shoes.
While the other 48% of women judge a man by the number of stains on his T-shirt.
We can't win.
According to research, eating crickets will help your digestion.
Really? Just thinking about it is making it difficult for me to keep my food down.
Right?
A study suggests that since the early days of mankind, humans have actually been getting less intelligent.
Well, that would explain Florida.
And California.
Scientists say big tortoises are smarter than first thoughts.
In fact, there's one appearing on Jeopardy next week.
Look out, Ken Jennings.
And finally, research shows the average woman spends 2 years of her life gazing in the mirror,
while men spend 2 years looking for their favorite football jersey.
Good luck.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. 66 degrees. Our friend Paul from Willard joins us, and Paul from Willard, along with his wife Nicole, Build a Stage Productions, differentministry.org to find out more about the Made New Recovery program, a benefit concert tomorrow evening with Noah Wolf of King's Conquest and Rhett Walker. Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show, Paul. I know you're a frequent guest on trivia, but it's been great to be able to talk to you about what God's laid on your heart with this ministry.
Yeah, thank you for having me on again. Yeah, it's just been a blessing to be able to serve God in this capacity and to be able to just put my faith at ease in this, and he's been showing up every day.
And again, this comes from your personal testimony of God breaking the chains of your addiction and feeling the burden maybe increasingly over the years to say, hey, this is something that I need to be boots on the ground with others who are struggling with addiction, to give them the hope of Christ.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had the privilege to sit down with a guy that was now struggling, and just to be able to say, hey, I see you, I understand, but more importantly, God does. And just wanting to help change lives. And on that note, so I want to announce that Marshfield in May, on August 4th, we're actually starting a program at Lev Church in Marshfield. So the recovery program's kicking off real quick here as well. And we're hoping just to help bring people to Christ and show what the power of God can do, freeing people from addiction.
And again, this doesn't happen without funds. And so the way to support the Made New Recovery Program is through Build a Stage Productions. You've literally built a professional outdoor venue in Willard, Whispering Oaks. And you had Jason Gray last month and now Rhett Walker tomorrow with Noah Wolf of King's Conquest. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the concert's going to be, gates are opening for VIP at 5, general admission at 5:30. Noah's going to open up at 6:30 and then Red at 7. It's just amazing how God is providing these artists for us. I mean, come on, our first year and we have national recording artists. It's definitely God there. But yeah, it's not cheap to reach out and help these people. And when I received the word to build a stage, I just followed suit with what God was asking. And yeah, we built a 53 by 36 foot stage with a back green room, full sound system, lights. It just circled around these gorgeous 70 foot oak trees. That's like a natural amphitheater out here. Just one of the biggest things people said during date, Jason Gray, was this is Willard's best kept secret.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We want to kind of blow the doors off that. We don't want it to be a secret. We want people to come on out and enjoy this, but also to be able to support, because this is a benefit event. But Rhett Walker in an outdoor setting like this, I think it's going to be like none other. It's going to be really, really incredible tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'm super excited. Can't wait to see people coming in and having a good time. We got full concessions available for food. It's the full venue. As they come in, everybody gets a raffle ticket too. And in between the two bands, we pick names. And the top prize for the raffle tickets are a Saturday full set of One Fest tickets.
Wow.
For Saturday. My wife and I bought them for her for Christmas, and on the first weekend of every month on Saturdays, we also do a worship and praise. So we can't make it to the Saturday one. So we decided to give them away for some folks. And if they don't win that and have nothing to do, they're more than willing to come out. It's an open mic situation. They can get up and sing. We got Christian karaoke music. We have artists that come and bring instruments. Or if they just want to get up and pray or get up on the stage and give a testimony, it's a free event. We don't charge nothing for it. It's just a day a month that we worship God out in the woods and just thank Him for what He's been doing.
So again, that coming up in early August, and tomorrow, that big headline tomorrow, Rhett Walker live in concert. And before we let you go here, Paul, again, differentministry.org for this benefit concert. Tickets are available at the gate. And just again, before we let you go, there are some options too for high occupancy vehicles, for family packs of tickets, things like that, to make it affordable for folks. And hopefully they'll consider giving generously as they're able, as the Lord would move them. But you want people to just come out, and so you are making some of those deals available.
Exactly. If family packs, you can bring as many kids as you want, and it's just the cost of an extra ticket. So if you got four kids, it still only costs for three people. And high occupancy, if you bring a vehicle with eight or more people in it, you get $10 off the ticket at the gate.
Fantastic. Differentministry.org, again at the gate, Whispering Oaks in Willard, Wisconsin. All the info at differentministry.org. Paul, great to chat with you again. God bless you, and hoping for a great turnout and great weather tomorrow for Rhett Walker and Noah Wolf.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thanks everybody for their support.
Our friend Paul from Willard, differentministry.org, the Made New Recovery Program, benefited by a concert with this man, Rhett Walker, and I dare say you'll hear this song live.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show winding down here for not only a Friday, but for this week. Here's the best of the week.
But that's a lot. Just moving itself is, are you hiring a moving company? Obviously, you're moving from Michigan to Colorado, so.
We found a great moving company. It's called True Frelick Movers. It's called Honey, Would You Put That in the Box and Put It in the Truck?
Well, one of the common myths that maybe has been perpetuated for generations has once again been busted. There is no five-second rule.
Say it ain't so. Apparently, there is a three-second rule in basketball, but there's no five-second rule when it comes to food.
And I'm sure I have said that multiple times. When I drop something, or maybe when a child drops something, five-second rule. Okay. Not true, but just hate to see it go to waste.
My name is Ron, and I'm from Hawkins, and I almost died in a truck accident south of Glenflora last Tuesday afternoon. I passed out at the wheel, and I was airlifted by helicopter LifeLink to Mayo Hospital in Eau Claire. I am so thankful to God and my friends and family that I am still alive, because I have a birthday coming up this Sunday, and I'm asking for prayers from everyone. I have a few bruised ribs and bumps and bruises, but I'm very lucky that they found me. I have no memory of the accident yet, but at least I can walk around and be with my family and stuff. So I just wanted to thank everyone, all the first responders and medical personnel who saved my life. My family's a lifelong. I've been listening to WIB for years. Thank you, and God bless you for all for being there. Thank you.
And you can get two tickets to see Rhett Walker plus two different ministry t-shirts if you can solve this. One in four parents say they never do this. Never do what?
Yeah, I'm calling Ron from Fall Creek. Put sunscreen on.
Ron from Fall Creek says put sunscreen on. One in four parents say they never put sunscreen on their kids. Why would you say that, Ron?
Well, so as you said, rather weather-related. Uh-huh. And I'm out in the sun a lot, fishing and farming. And so I put years of sunscreen on and fish in tournaments for 30 years. So I went to the sun preventive clothing just because you get tired of it after a while.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah. Ron, going to a lot of fishing tournaments, and guess what? You're going to see Rhett Walker. You win! As a consumer, I'm just right. Getting a little tired of things not being free when they were before.
I know.
What do you do? Well, listen to the radio. It's free.
Pretty good deal for free, huh?
Indeed, and it will remain so as well here at WWIB.